Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Soul on Fire, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled That's What Faith Can Do, part two, from Psalm 91.
Faith Can Do, part two. God just continues to speak to my heart And I try to be subjective to receiving the message that He is placing upon my heart to share with you. Psalm 91, last Sunday from the pulpit, I challenged your heart with a message. That's what faith can do. And today we continue in the second part of that, part two. And I want to tell you today, Jesus only will never fail. We hear a lot of things that's happening in our world. We've heard the rhetoric, and we're going to hear the rhetoric from the politicians. And we hear all the things that are going on. And man, we just overwhelmed by all the dialogue that's going on. And we just don't know what to believe anymore, do we? Well, I'll tell you, even when people are failing you and circumstances are failing you and everything in the world is failing you, I'm glad today that we've got a God who never fails us. Amen. Jesus only will never fail you. I promise you that on the authority of God's word. When you meet God's conditions, God will perform miracles. He really will. But there will be no miracle without faith. You've got to have faith in God. Now, I don't know where you're at and what you're in and what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I'm dealing with people every day. People in our church, people outside of our church. I walk down the highway, down the hallway of hospitals, and people grabbing me to have prayer with them, and seeing people weeping and stopping and having prayer with them, and seeing people hurting on the streets, and having people coming to the door of the church and trying to find some solace and help and encouragement. I mean, it's almost a daily occurrence, it seems like, in life. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you can look to the world, you can look to the flesh, you can look everywhere today, but there's only one place that you're going to find real help, and that's in the presence of the Lord. And today, those miracles that you have, because we are inundated today with miracle needs. I would dare say every one of you sitting in the church this morning, some fashion, some form, some place, sometime, something in your life today is requiring a miracle from God. But I want you to know today, in order for that miracle today to become in fruition, it's got to be a place of faith in your life. You've got to believe God, because you know the Word says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. And if you're going to receive from God, you've got to have the application of faith in God. Faith is a mountain mover. Faith is a healer. Faith today can turn things around. Faith today can make the sun shine when it's the darkest of night. Faith can bring on the greatest presence of God in the darkest valleys that you're facing in life. And when you meet the condition, understand, when you meet the condition, you're going to see God perform the miracles. Are you saying that miracles or faith is conditional? I'm saying today on the authority of God's Word, you've got to meet the authority of what God says in His Word for the miracle to be applicable to your life. You just can't mistreat or cruise through life disregarding God and think, oh, I need a miracle. Hey, God, here I am. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have a heart for God. You've got to have a desire for God. You've got to be pursuant of God. I mean, you've just got to be after God all the time. Amen. Just can't get enough of Him. Kind of like, you know, we got a little dog named Squirt. Y'all heard the stories about Squirt. You've heard about him biting me, the hand that feeds him, and all the things that goes around. But you know, sometimes he gets in a good mood. Kind of like his daddy. And when he's in those good moods, I can't get rid of that mutt. He follows me around. His nose is right on my heel everywhere I go. You know, he just can't get enough of the dude that puts the food in the bowl. Amen. Well, I'm not a dog, but, you know, I'm just that way with God. I'm on His heel all the time. I just can't get enough of Him. Can't get enough of His blessings. Can't get enough of His Spirit. Can't get enough of His power and His might. Just can't get enough of being in His presence. Amen. Because, see, He's such a good God and such a great God and such an awesome God. And when you've tasted of the Lord and seen how good that He is, and you get the blessings of the honeycomb of God running out the spiritual corners of your mouth, man, you just can't get enough of what God's got for you. Amen. That's the power of God, and that's what our God will do in your life today. So God then does accordingly as His Word dictates and says. Through faith in the power of Jesus Christ, then the glorious, miraculous miracle is released in your life. And you say, well, preacher, I've been praying to God, and I've been knocking on heaven's door. I've been asking, I've been seeking, I've been doing it the way that God says it, and He hasn't answered yet, but don't give up. Because God is going to answer. And God's going to hear your cry. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Psalm 91, I'm reading the entirety of it. It's not long and I'm talk fast, so listen fast. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou thrust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even my Most High, thy habitation. In other words, you just stay with Him. You live in His mighty presence. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give these angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou shall dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread among the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon, and thou shalt trample underfoot a feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Give the Lord a shout of praise for the Word of God today. Amen. You may be seated. Contained in these portions of Psalm 91, we find God. There are four names that become prevalent that we need to rely upon and need to understand today in this psalm that describes basically the different aspects of God in His protection and what He does and how He does it. The first name that we see is that He is the Most High. And so realizing this, it shows Him to be the Creator. And today, understand, not only that, but He's Most High, and He's greater than any threat that you'll ever face in life. You said, preacher, we're living in very perilous and crazy times, aren't we? I mean, we just don't know what's next, but I know the God who is a high God, an exalted God, an uplifted God. I know He's watching over me. I know He's protecting me. I know today that no weapon that is formed against me, as Isaiah said in 54:17, any weapon formed will not prosper against us today, because we have the promise of God. And so therefore, He is the one who is Most High. You've got to understand today, He is Most High in everything. He is Most High in the darkest of valleys that you go through. He is Most High in every situation that you face. He is Most High when it seems like all of hell is coming against you. He is still the Most High because He is the God of supreme protection. Amen. Not only that, but He is also, David said, He is Almighty. Amen. Thank God today. Emphasizing His power. To know today that He can confront and He can destroy every enemy. And thank God He's defeated death, hell, and the grave. He's defeated the devil. He's defeated sin. He's nailed it to the cross. And in turn, He gives us today the victory that He has secured for us through His death, His burial, and His resurrection. I believe today He is still Almighty God. He is still possessive of all power in heaven and in earth. And today, this is what's amazing. He says, and you shall receive power. What kind of power? The power of the Almighty. After today that you have received Him into your heart and your life, this is what He will do in your life.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.